Good evening, my name is Mike Kara, and it is now time for a cool song from a certain year, and the year we're featuring tonight is 1969, and of course a lot of great TV shows in 1969, including the premiering season of that great cult classic, The Brady Bunch, and yes, 1969, the year of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Of course, that the year, the summer of 1969, of course, the big summer rock festival, Woodstock, and this next performer and his band was actually invited to Woodstock in 1969, but due to miscommunications with his secretary, they unfortunately blew their opportunity to kind of lament their bond and lament their, you know, kind of their mark in history. Apparently, as the story goes, this next performer and his band, they were in Hawaii touring, and they got a call from their secretary and said, you know, some pig farmer, you know, wants you to play in his field. And due to that unfortunate miscommunication, this performer and his band, one of the first to be offered to play at Woodstock, actually kind of famous at the time to play Woodstock, but they passed it up due to miscommunication. And this next group of performers actually, of course, that's right, this performer himself was born in Iowa and grew up not too far from here in Chicago, Niles, Michigan, and actually had his own band, the Shondells, back in the late 50s, simply as a young teenager, almost an adolescent, at about 11 or 12 years old. And his particular song in 1961-1962 was regionally famous, of course, Hanky Panky. And of course, this performer and the Shondells going their own way around 1963-1964 as the band graduated high school. So basically, the band was kaput, but somehow in Pittsburgh, in the New England area, a soul copy of Hanky Panky got in the hands of this DJ in Pittsburgh, and everyone just ate it up. Everyone was requesting this song like mad, and Tommy James, about in his very early 20s, just got a call that this song that he recorded locally, you know, regionally, about 2 or 3 years ago, was just racing the charts in the entire New England region. So basically, he was left with no band, and basically when he went to Pittsburgh one night when he was in a nightclub, he got the first band he could find, and those were actually the Shondells that we've came to know and love, that basically for about 6 or 7 years, and especially on this next song, were performing. And that's right, this performer, unlike the Turtles and some bands who were limited to the record company by what they could play, this performer broke through those barriers and did do a little bit of psychedelic music, but more kind of, well, not necessarily mind-tripping music, but it's a little bit of fun music indeed. And that's right, this song definitely conveys a message. It definitely 1969. So with no further ado, here are the legendary Tommy James and the Shondells. And hey, I'm alive. Yes, I am, baby. Definitely a cool song from a certain year.
Yeah. Thanks for being alive.